All right. So really, there's nothing necessarily new on the injury front. Damon Smith had an abductor strain, and then DeVito, Love, Schwenke, suck up. I mean, you know the deal there. Good work today. Glad we were able to get outside. Weather cooperated a bit with us. Good challenging throughout, man. Offense and defense, it was all ones working together, twos with the twos and the threes with the threes, and they competed, they challenged each other. I know you want to know a little bit about the corner situation. What we're doing is we're rolling the three guys in there. So Smith's in with the ones, and he's rolling with the ones. And they're really getting equal opportunity. Just it's great competition right now. So, and Smith is coming off a good game. I mean, he's playing good football right now. And so it's important that we've got three or four of those guys. And if we can get a fifth one, that's even better, that we feel can jump in there and compete for us. Time's yours.
Looks like inside linebacker, too. There's some movement next to Derek there with a few guys battling.
Yeah, well, they're Joe Mays is, he's the guy. In base, and then JMJ you see in there, nickel, and Manga, they're all kind of working in there and doing their thing. So Nico's getting better every day, which is fun to watch. So good competition in there too.
Inside linebacker Derek Johnson laid a pretty good hit on Jamal Charles.
Well, they got this Texas thing. You got to look at the positive. Jamal got up and his head was good and everything else. So I'm good with it. Yeah, that's going to happen out here. That's going to happen. And I got it. I mean, you saw one with the offensive line. One of the offensive linemen hit a linebacker and then hit him again. You know, you got to be smart, but it's part of the game, and things are going to happen.
I know you surveyed from back there. You kind of just get up. What do you think when you see it?
Well, I mean, you see a lot of that as a football coach. You just keep going. They're competing. It's a Texas thing. Go ahead.
You talk about a fifth corner. You see anybody stepping up right now to maybe?
Well, you see Van Dyke is playing good football. Gaines is playing good football. I mean, these guys are thinking getting better every day. That's a good thing, and they're getting a lot of reps, which is important right now against good players. So it's. You know, I'm curious to see how they carry it over as they continue to get reps in games and how they do there.
Coach, plan to replace Steve Gregory, or are you going to go for now at least with the guys you got?
John and his crew are looking at that right now. So. Yeah.
Coach, Brad Schill just seems to be doing a lot of work with Anthony Thomas running routes. How's that coming along?
Yeah, well, that was Brad's title to work with those guys and I'm not gonna say D'Anthony's a hybrid, but you got him. You know, he does a lot of different things. He did it in college, at Oregon, and he's still doing it here. So, Brad works with him. David works with him a little bit, and EB works with him probably more than anybody. So, the kid's got a lot on his plate. He's handling it very well.
When you and Peterson and Matt and whoever else sit down to decide which quarterback should play during the preseason, is that generally a long discussion? I mean, is that generally a difficult thing to do each week?
Yeah, listen, normally I'd do that one and just kind of situate it. And then because I'm not only doing them, I'm also doing the defense and the rest of the offense. And so I take that in mind, and then I talk to the staff about it and get their opinion on it. But normally I'll just set that up, and then those guys don't have to worry about that. They just coach them up and get them ready.
Is that something you spend a lot of time on then?
Not too much. I guess when I first started off, I did. As I've gone on, I've got a pretty good feel on the quarters I want them to play and what they need, and collectively as a group. And
couple more. You've seen a lot of football. How good is Jamal Charles as a blocker, a running back position, and pass quarterback?
Well, he's good. He works at it. So a lot of those guys don't work at it. He wants to do everything the best, and that's why. That's a part that you love about him as a football player, and he spends a tremendous amount of time doing it. I mean, you see how EB works these guys, and it's not just on carrying the football. It's route running, it's blocking in the run game, it's blocking in the pass game. They got to do all of it.
I know you're still a week away from the next game, but it looks like you're intending to get Tyler Bray a little more.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I haven't got to that point. I haven't even said, and I'll get that, you know, here later in the week. You know, I'll make that decision as we go here.
It looks like Ricky Henry has climbed up the guard charts there because he's getting some snaps with the ones. What do you like about him?
Well, he's a tough kid. I mean, I'm not telling you it's all pretty. So he looks like Larry the Cable Guy, and he plays like Larry the Cable Guy. I mean, he's kind of a, you know, kind of a dirtbag type guy. He just gets in there, and he's rough and tough and scrappy and all of that. So that's how he's playing right now.
Is he as funny as Larry the Cable Guy?
I don't think he's as funny. I haven't heard him say a word. So I haven't heard him say a word. He just does his job. So
all right. Thanks, guys.